Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about our need to remember. As we approach Resurrection Sunday, we remember not only then, but each week, ought to be each day. We remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and the reward that is available to us. Not simply the reward of eternity, of being in God's presence, but specifically the reward of having our sins forgiven. And so this week in our morning weekday broadcast, we've been talking and praying about different things the Bible says we ought to remember. And today we're going to wrap up talking and praying about remembering the mistreated. And in the printed prayer guide that went out, the email and website, Impact Prayer Ministry, I titled today's section, Remember Those in Prison. But as I looked at it further, that's a part of it. Those that are mistreated. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Now, in context here, the primary remembrance of those that are in prison are those who were imprisoned for their faith. And so I think it does behoove us as Christians, as God's children, to remember those that are imprisoned for whatever reason. Some are there by consequences of choices, our judicial system. Some are there as punishment. Some very well may be there unjustly. But specifically, as the writer of Hebrews was addressing the Hebrew people, there were Christians being arrested simply because they were Christians. They were imprisoned and they were mistreated. And they were facing at least the beginning stages and great persecution. And so when we consider this idea of remembering those who are mistreated, those that are suffering because of their faith, God says we do that as if we are right there with them. It's that idea of compassion. We come alongside those who are suffering and we join in their suffering. And sometimes literally, but more often than not in a figurative sense, so that we not only know how to help, but that we can pray more effectively. And those things are so intertwined that our help and prayers ought to be seen as one. Our prayers ought to lead to tangible acts of help. Our tangible acts of help ought to lead to more prayers. And it's this circle that has no beginning, no end, but it grows. And when we remember those who are mistreated, we look throughout our society. And it shouldn't take very long if we do so with eyes that are open and we discover people. And I know we play victim so often and we think we're mistreated because somebody put an angry face on a Facebook post of a Bible verse, or we think we're mistreated for this or that, and I don't know. when you look at various parts of the world that are so difficult to be a Christian and to live as a Christian, it makes the mistreatment that we receive, for the most part, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist here in the U.S., but for the most part, it's almost not worth talking about. The difficulty is, if we don't talk about it, it grows and it multiplies and it becomes like other places. And so I'm not saying it needs to be ignored or it should be ignored. That would not be wise or healthy. Because there are people mistreated in a variety of ways within our country. And some of those ways have to do with their belief in God, the practice of their faith. And when God calls for us to remember those in prison as if we were a fellow prisoner, it ought to motivate us to care for those, even those that our initial thought may be that they deserve it. One of the difficulties, I've talked about this numerous times, about the United States judicial system, is that it's not really designed for correction. Overall, I mean, there's aspects of it that try to do that. I watch a number of courtroom judges who I think do a pretty good job of making the attempt to bring correction into the discipline, the punishment, the sentencing. But there are, I'm guessing, based on stories and anecdotes of individuals, there are more that, simply because of the vast number, because of the overwhelming nature, because of an unknown of how to correct, the unknown if correction is even possible, there are those that are just being punished. And I personally think there is a time for punishment. I grew up with punishment that trained me, that corrected me, that made me who I am today. And so it's not that punishment is a bad thing, but it requires the investment of people. The punishment I received from my parents worked because they were invested in me. And God says to remember those in prison, remember those who are being mistreated as if we are joined with them, so that regardless of the purpose, they're not alone. They're valued. They're helped. They're encouraged. They're lifted up. They're sustained. If the imprisonment, if the mistreatment is unjust, then the presence of you and I helps maintain hope. If the imprisonment, the mistreatment is just in some sense, then the presence of you and I still brings hope. Because I don't believe there's a one of us that wants to reach the point of feeling that there's no hope, that we have utterly failed, that we are beyond redemption. And the idea of being mistreated says we're not being treated as we deserve to be. I think of the image of Jesus on the cross with these two men beside him. One who is full of hatred and anger and mocking Jesus. The other a more contrite spirit. And the statement of the one that cries out to Jesus for help is telling the other one, we are here because we have deserved it. He understood that the treatment that he was receiving was not fairly called a mistreatment because it was brought upon himself for his actions. And yet he still understood the need to not be forgotten. And he cries out to Jesus, remember me. And when we remember those in prison, those that are mistreated, those that are suffering for the sake of righteousness, and even those who are suffering for the sake of bad choices, our remembering of all of them is a Christ-like response. And we recognize the suffering of humanity. And we jump in feet first, head first, however we are able to get into that cycle of help and prayer, of prayer and help, of involvement. And God's desire as we come alongside those who are suffering, as those around us come alongside us in the midst of our suffering, is that Jesus is represented, that Jesus is lifted up, that hope is revealed, and that despair evaporates. We live in a time, in a culture, in a land where there are many who are imprisoned, and it has nothing to do with a physical jail. They're in bondage. They're in bondage to sin. They're in bondage to addiction. They're in bondage to the thoughts that fill their mind. They are in bondage to the oppression of those that don't want them to succeed. And whether the prison is a literal prison or a figurative prison that people find themselves in, God says we need to remember them. And we need to recognize the real solution is Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has brought us to yourself. It has given us the salvation that is only found through the name of your Son, Jesus. And it's possible in that name, because of his obedience to you, his sacrifice of his life, so that our sin could be paid for. It could be washed away. We could be cleansed of all unrighteousness. And Father, that imprisonment of sin that we found ourselves in, Jesus set the example of joining us in that. Not for a pity party, but so that we could be set free. And so, Father, today I pray that you would help us to remember the mistreated. Not just a mental acknowledgement that they exist, but remember them with our prayers and our help, our actions, our deeds, our concern. That we would be moved in such a way that it would reflect our desire should we be in those positions. Father, for those who are imprisoned and mistreated throughout this world because of their faith, may we specifically remember them. But Father, for so many others who are imprisoned and mistreated simply because somebody doesn't like them, simply because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, sometimes because they've made bad choices. May we recognize the compassion that Jesus had, that he continues to have, remembering all who would cry out to him, all who would turn to him. And so, Father, as we remember those who are in difficult circumstances for whatever reason, may we join in your heart of saying, welcome home. May our desire be a transformed life. And may our suffering with those who suffer help not share a misery, but help share a hope. And Father, as we remember the mistreated, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus in the midst of all of it, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.